This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1055, hilarious and ridiculous, how to talk about funny movies in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we get a great question from a listener. How can we up our language game by adding the words hilarious and ridiculous in sarcastic and non-sarcastic ways? Today, learn the art of commenting on funny and crazy things in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. I've been watching some funny movies lately. How about you?
Yeah, I feel like I'm watching more TV shows lately than movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been going to the movies a lot. Actually, this weekend I went twice to the movies. I went Friday night and Saturday afternoon because, our plans got canceled. So we decided to go to the movies, you know?
Oh, nice. Well, that's nice.
Yep. Good times. But yeah, what's your favorite?
What movie? Do you have any movie that you think is just like completely hilarious?
Well, let's see. So one movie that I absolutely love, and it's pretty funny. It's not hilarious, but it's pretty funny, is A League of Their Own.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking of that one because it was on TV the other night, and it just sent me right back. It's so nostalgic for me because it came out in 1992. And guys, the story is it's based in 1943. In the U.S., when all the men that played baseball in the baseball league, National Baseball League, were actually at war, and so they had women take their places, and it's the story of this league of women baseball players, and it's funny. Jimmy Dugan, remember Jimmy Dugan?
It's been so long. Oh
yeah.
My gosh!
Yeah,
yeah,
Tom
but
Hanks
that's a great movie. That's a classic.
Yep. How about you? What's
I think you know my favorite movie is Father of the Bride, part one and two.
Do you think, which one do you think was funnier, part one or part two?
I don't know. I was just talking about this with my sister-in-law. I think it's one of the few movies where the sequel is just as funny as the first one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I really love both of them. What about you?
I really like the first one. I always like the first one of all sequel. Like, you know, usually the first one is the classic and Steve Martin, Diane Keaton.
Oh my God.
And Diane Keaton was just in a new one. I can't remember the name of it, but it's kind of like Sex and the City, but for older women.
Oh,
that's how it
with
feels.
Book club. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Book club. But she's pretty funny in that too, but she's hilarious.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah. I just saw it, but I forgot the name of it. Book club or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that one of the ones you saw this weekend?
No. I've been watching a lot of movies lately.
Yeah, really? Lindsay, whoa.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, yeah, Father of the Bride is great. It's so funny. So funny.
Yeah, definitely. Very hilarious. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Guys, so we wanted to remind her something about we wanted to remind you about our Alexa skill.
I know, guys. So we built this awesome Alexa skill and she's going to wake up right here. She's right here next to my desk. But guys, remember, you can listen to the episodes, the full podcast, all the podcast episodes in our Alexa skill if you are based in the US or in Japan. We did write this skill in Japanese, which was probably the hardest thing we've ever done here at All Ears English. So we want you guys to listen in there because you can share it with your family. You know, you can really get into English from the from the morning. You know, you get up to prepare your breakfast. Maybe your kids are around. You could share it with them and have them listen to the English. Okay. So go ahead and activate this skill on your Alexa app and then just ask Alexa, open All Ears English. And so that's a really good way to listen to the show, guys. So go ahead and give that a try if you're in Japan or the US.
Awesome. How exciting. I love it.
It's really exciting. Yeah, we're going to be building some new things into the skill in the next year. So guys, let us know what you think about it and how we can improve it. Okay, cool.
Very fun. Okay, so Lindsay, we have a question from a listener today. We were using this word hilarious to talk about Father of the Bride. And we have a listener question about this word and another word. So could you read us this question?
Yeah, here we go. So hi, Lindsay and Michelle. Thank you very much for answering my questions last year. Here, I'm coming with new questions. Great.
And then they had a first question, I guess. Maybe. Oh, okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, no, well, sorry.
We're grabbing the second question. Okay. Sometimes when you guys send in two questions in the same email, we split them up for different episodes. So that's okay.
I don't remember if this was a second question here or if it was like if he's talking about last year that we answered one. Well, whatever. Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. Well, yeah. Either way, it's a great question.
Yeah. The more specific your question is, guys, the better. And the more it's based on your true experience with English, the better. Okay. So just a tip. All right.
Yeah.
My second question is about hilarious versus ridiculous. In the case of ridiculous, it's clear that it's always used with a negative connotation. But as for hilarious, I get the impression that it can be used in a positive way, in the sense of funny, but also in a sarcastic way, in the sense of ridiculous or laughable. Have I observed that correctly? I would appreciate very much if you'd clarify that with some good examples, as you always do. Thank you very much. Take care. And this is Andreas from Germany. I think I remember Andreas from his previous questions. Great question, Andreas. Really good.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, this is great. This is very specific. I really like it. I mean, Lindsay, do you think ridiculous is always negative?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be. Sometimes it can be used in a good way. It's usually, I think, translated like literally, like, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Traffic is terrible, right? But sometimes you could say like, oh my God, we exceeded our goals by so much. And that's just ridiculous. Our success was ridiculous this year.
Yeah.
That could be used in that way. Sure. But I think generally it's used in things that are kind of bad. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So to answer Andreas, yeah, so it could be used not in a negative way. So, I mean, basically, you know, I looked in the dictionary. It's like, you know, ridiculous, it means absurd and perhaps in a funny way. And then what was crazy was when I was writing this, I heard it on TV.
Really? In that same moment?
Yeah, very nearby to that moment. I think I was watching the news or something.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
Yeah, I know. So that was funny. And then actually many times, I mean, Andreas, this is a great question because many times after that, I heard these words. Really? So every time I thought of you, Andreas, because these are so common, right, Lindsay?
Oh, totally. I'm glad that Andreas asked this because, guys, these are the words that make your English interesting and help you to really connect. Again, no one wants to connect with a dictionary, and these are going to not make you sound like you're speaking from the dictionary. It's going to sound like you have personality and you can comment on things, and that draws people towards you. Again, makes you magnetic, like we've talked about in the last few months, how to be magnetic. Okay.
Right. So, for example, I could say like, oh, this traffic is ridiculous. I've been on the road 3 hours and I've moved 20 miles.
Oh, right? Well, or you could say, you know, maybe I shouldn't go to that party.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. You have to come. It will be funny.
Okay. So in both cases here, it's kind of a negative. You're using it in that negative way.
I guess I should have said absurd. Fun rather than funny. I don't know why it will be funny.
And I think you, as a bonus here, I think you mentioned the word absurd. And I think that's did you mention that just a few minutes
ago? Yeah, from the dictionary, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but like, oh, that's absurd. That's another good bonus that kind of means the same thing as ridiculous that I feel like could have a very similar function.
Yeah, and like, I think it could be used in a positive way as like, because then I was thinking about how it's used in a positive way. And my husband was describing like a character on a TV show. And he's like, oh, he's so ridiculous. Like in a way of like more like funny. So that made me realize it really can be also used in a positive way.
Definitely. Definitely. It's all about the context. It's all about your tone of voice, the context, what you say before and after. There's so much there, but yeah, for sure. It could be used both ways. I'd say though, like it's more like an 80-20. Like I think 80% of the time it's used in a negative way.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So the next word that Andreas asked about was hilarious. And he said, I got the impression that it can be used in a positive way, but also in a sarcastic way, in the sense of ridiculous or laughable. So, I mean, hilarious means basically very funny, right?
Yeah, exactly. Very funny. Like extremely funny. It's a way, if you feel like funny is not enough, you want to say hilarious.
Right, right. So do you think this can be used like in a funny and kind of a sarcastic way, Lindsay?
I'm having a hard time picturing that, actually, Michelle. Give me an example of do you think it could be also sarcastic?
I think you could say like, oh, it's hilarious that you think that that it's okay to come at 10 instead of 9 or something like that. Like, yeah. So, but I think it's mostly used in a positive way. And I'm not even sure if what I just said was like necessarily sarcastic. So
I could see the one scenario that I could see it being used sarcastically, unfortunately, is like kids bullying kids, saying like, oh, it's hilarious that you think you could be in our friend group. Ooh, right? Whoa. That kind of thing. I know that's horrible. That's horrible. Like, oh, we don't like bullying. It's a big issue right now for kids, especially on the internet. And so we speak out against that strongly. But that is kind of what came to mind.
Yeah.
Of how it might be used, but I don't hear it used very much sarcastically.
I have an example here. I just realized. Okay. So I said like, oh, it's hilarious that you think you can walk in here and pretend that you forgot you were supposed to clean the sink. Or we could say ridiculous, right? So, or I could say like, that outfit is hilarious. You can't wear that to the wedding, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, that's where we leave it up to you guys. You can have a little bit of creativity. So I don't think it's wrong to say that you can use this sarcastically. Like we're, you know, there's no black and white answer here. That's where language becomes creative. That's why we love language.
Exactly.
I made my point. That's it.
No.
Episode's done. That's all I need to say.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. No, just kidding. This reminds me of, we just did an episode about this phrase, always an adventure. And we talked about how it can be used like genuinely and sarcastically. And, you know, there's a lot of things like that. So guys, look out for that one. Definitely go into the search bar and look up always an adventure.
Are you talking about episode 663 or a different one?
A different one. This is one that it will be up by the time this one is up, but I'm not sure which.
Actually, I might be able to grab it. No, it's going to take too long to get the episode number. That's okay, guys. Type in adventure. If you're using the iOS app, you will find that by just typing in the word adventure. Okay, yeah. Cool.
But with hilarious, you know, in a genuine way, you could say like, oh, I just saw this movie. There was this one hilarious scene that made seeing the whole movie worth it. You have to see it. Or what's something else you could say, Lindsay?
Let's see. I lost my place. Sorry, Michelle. Where am I?
My friend Jared.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my friend Jared is absolutely hilarious. So that's using it in the true way, right? In the most common way, just to mean really funny. Yeah. But yeah, like we said, there's no reason why you couldn't use it sarcastically. You just need to use the right tone of voice and choose the right moment delivered to the right people in the right way.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, we want to give you a couple other options that you can use. So, but also we want to direct you, as Lindsay was saying, to episode 663. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, when I click on it, my computer is slow right now, but, I think this episode talks about words like hysterical, and about laughter when something is funny, right? I don't know if Lindsay, you can see it.
No, I'm also having a hard time loading it. I'll check out what's going on there when we get off the episode. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, but just go ahead on check on, episode 663, but we wanted to talk about hysterical, as one of the words anyway. So, it is used in the other episode, but I had to bring it up because I think it's really, relevant for this one. So this one can be very emotional or very funny, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Hysterical. I like this. So emotional or funny, and It's also, you think it's a little bit semi-controversial because of the word hysteria.
Yeah, because I think, you know, it was often used like a long time ago for, you know, like a disease, right, Lindsay?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I didn't actually know about that necessarily very much. But what's the controversial piece of it? Like, how is it controversial?
Well, I think that it was, you know what? I actually don't really feel comfortable talking about it that much because I don't know that much about it. So, but basically nowadays it's really used as like emotional or very funny. So like, for example, he won't stop crying. He's hysterical, and that's in a negative way, right?
Yep. Yep. So, right. So it kind of adds this aspect of extreme emotion, right? It makes on either side, negative or positive, it makes it more extreme. Hysterical. He's hysterical by crying a lot and also by laughing a lot.
Yeah. Right. So I could say like, that's a hysterical joke and that's fun. That's a good thing.
Yeah. So it can be used to describe a joke that's very funny or describe someone who is in a very negative headspace. And laughing. Crying.
Right. Not laughing. Yeah. So you guys can look more into that word if you're interested. Sorry if I got anything wrong about that. But curious if you find anything, let me know.
It's all good, Michelle. It's all good. Let's keep going.
Okay. The next one is our listener brought it about was, I think he mentioned laughable, right?
Oh, that's okay. So for example, he says it's laughable to think that you can get an apartment in New York City for $700 a month. Yeah. You could barely get a closet in New York City for $700 a month. So that is laughable. I agree.
For sure. So that one's usually like negative or sarcastic, I think.
Yeah. Ludicrous. I like this
ludicrous.
One too.
Ludicrous. Yeah. This one's like ridiculous. I think it's more negative.
Yeah, it also makes me think of the isn't there a rapper, Ludacris?
Now? Yeah, there is. Yeah.
That's actually what I think of more when I hear that word. But that's it's certainly funny. Used. How is it used, Michelle?
So if I say like, well, I think you should have to pay for the whole meal.
Oh, that's ludicrous. I barely ate anything. Now, this is extreme, right? That's ludicrous. Yeah, we're showing you guys how to be really articulate when you want to emphasize extreme emotions, right?
Definitely. Yeah. So, Lindsay, should we try these out in a quick role play?
Okay, sure. Let's do it.
Okay, so we are talking about a movie we just saw.
Okay, I've been to the movies quite a bit. All right, so here we go. Oh, wow. That was hilarious. The guy who played Tom was so funny.
I know. It was completely hysterical.
I just thought it was a little ridiculous when the animals started singing. I mean, it's not a Disney movie.
Oh, come on. That's ludicrous, Lindsay. It was one of the best parts.
I don't know. I thought it was a little silly.
That's true, but still funny. I thought it was laughable that the father thought he could get his friend to lose his job.
I know. It was so strange.
Okay. Actually, I just realized we didn't use the word ridiculous in here. But, we did. No, we did. We did. Okay, here we go. So let's go through it. I think this sounds like a pretty possible conversation you could have about a movie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So first you said that was hilarious and talking about, you know, in a genuine way.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That was really funny. And then you said, I know, it was completely hysterical. Interesting. Okay, yeah. That word is not as accessible to me. I like it, though. I don't say it as often, but it certainly is a good one.
Right. Okay, good. And then we have ridiculous. It was ridiculous when they started singing, right?
It reminds me of The Lion King, but The Lion King's great.
That's right. Me too. I love that one. Yeah. And then I said, oh, that's ludicrous, Lindsay. That was one of the best parts. So, like, that's crazy.
And then you said, that's true, but still funny. I thought it was laughable. I like this. Laughable that the father thought he could get his friend to lose his job.
Yeah. Yeah. That's more sarcastic. So I think we used all of the phrases here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, anything to say to wrap up?
Yeah. So for our takeaway today, guys, I mean, good question here. Yeah. So hilarious, I think it can be used in both ways. You know, it can be used in a sarcastic way or a non-sarcastic way, in a true way. But it's usually positive, but it can certainly change depending on the context. So pay attention to the context, what you're saying, how you're saying it. That's the key. And what tone of voice are you using? Yeah. You know, Michelle, any other comments there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, keep these things in mind, you know, just if you hear a word that's used in a different way than you're used to, you know, just you know, keep it in mind that maybe it can be used in many different ways. And that's what our listener did here. And that's why it was such a great question.
And the other piece is getting into sarcasm, guys, is really the key to breaking through to that next level. I mean, sarcasm is a big part, at least of American English. So actually, if you go to the iOS app and you type in sarcasm, you're going to get an episode. It's 914 and it's called The Nuances of Sarcasm, How to Know the Speaker's Intention. That would be a good follow-up episode for you guys to dig deeper, because that is a huge part of connecting, right? Sarcasm, being sarcastic, knowing how and when to do it.
For sure. All right. Well, this has been fun. And thank you again for that question. And I'll see you next time, Lindsay.
Sounds good, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.